This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You have that hadith, La Mahdi illa Isa, in there?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
So you're stupid then. Because by the consensus of Sunni scholars, all the scholars of hadith have declared that report to be a fabrication. Wait. So are you saying now you're stupid?
No. I've checked the authenticity of that hadith.
Okay.
And it is da'if.
Okay.
You cannot reject a da'if hadith.
So thank you, making a point.
No, it's not fine.
Okay. Do you know the line between... By the way, the line between da'if and maudu is very thin.
Hang on.
Do you know... Yeah. So they will only record between us. There's no crowd.
No. I don't give you the right.
I gave you the right to record.
Yeah, you've given him, and I've given him the right. I'm not giving you the right. But that's my right. That's my
why
right.
Why not?
No, it's not my right. Because now, you see, it's unnecessary.
No one's going to come. If a crowd comes, yeah.
All I'm saying to you is,
yeah.
I accept your point that you just can't give up all this. I understand that. But remember, the same was said about the Holy Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when the Jews... I have my issue with the Christians, but when the Jews themselves were making the same arguments,
very good.
Why should we give up all?
Very fair.
All.
You're making a fair point.
So this is the point.
But then again, let me come back to on that point. There is no comparison between the two situations. One side, the Jews are rejecting an Arabian prophet, who is clearly foretold in their scriptures. And we have multiple references that point to Arabia. Multiple Arabia, the geography, the line, the descent, actual, his DNA. I mean, when I say DNA, I mean his descent. Kedar, his ancestor, Prophet Muhammad's ancestor is mentioned by name, okay?
Yeah.
On the other hand, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani Saab, there is nothing about him, no descent, no geography, no reference. To the contrary, what we have is statesmen like La Nabi Abadi, or if there was a prophet after me, it would have been Omar or Ali. You're like to me like Harun was to Musa, but there's no prophet after me. So all of these multiple statements the prophet is making categorically, you want us to accept a man who was born in Punjab in the 19th century, who came from the Mongol descent, and accept him as a prophet without any references.
Is this Sunan Mansur, the person you were referring to?
Yes. So this is the tafsir, yes.
Yeah, so that what he says here.
Okay, yeah. About what?
Just to you, right?
Okay. You read, then we'll talk about it.
What he says here, Hazrat Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, has narrated, say he is the Holy Prophet, peace be upon, and blessings of Allah be upon him, verily is the seal of the prophets.
Yes.
But say not that no prophet will come after him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So now, Hazrat Ali Abdur Rahman Aslami narrates that he used to teach Hazrat Hassan and Hazrat Hussein, Allah be pleased with them. Once Hazrat Ali bin Abu Talib, Allah be pleased with him, passed nearby while he was teaching them. So he said to him, teach the Khatam al-Nabiyin with the vowel A, meaning Ta. Right? Now this is Dar Mansur, right? The person you were praising over there.
Okay.
Now Dar Mansur himself said, narrates that Hazrat Aisha, that
where is the hadith from? What's
I
the reference?
This is from his book.
Okay. Now let me. Very good. You pulled out a reference from one of the tafasir.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let me explain something to you very quickly. When you pull out a reference, you should know, especially when you're speaking to an educated Sunni, which I'm not claiming to be. I'm not claiming to be an educated Sunni, but I'm saying when you do, you must realize that they will throw it back at you because they will check the authenticity. If a tafsir is being used to present a reference, that clearly indicates that the Ahmadis don't have an authentic reference from authentic books, from the Sahasita, number one. Okay,
how?
If you wait.
That is from this tafsir.
Wait, tafsir is not an authentic source for us. Did you understand my statement? I'm saying tafsir of the Quran, Al-Qurtubi, At-Tabari. Okay, Ibn Kathir's tafsir of the Quran. Okay, Zamakhshari and Fakhruddin al-Razi. Wait, let me get...
But he's a renowned scholar.
So are the others I mentioned. And they have many inauthentic, fabricated reports to contextualize some of the meanings of the Quran. Okay, we can throw those reports on the wall without considering them. Okay, so if you present a report to... If you present a report to me as evidence, remember, we will check its authenticity.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, Sahih Muslim, did I challenge you on that? Absolutely not. Same book. You had the same book. You presented a hadith from Sahih Muslim. I read it. I translated it. No, it goes against you.
No, it isn't. Let me explain why I don't think it goes against us.
Yeah.
You made your point. Let's just go back to that hadith. Right? That's the part I wanted to speak about.
So there are a few things we have to check. Yeah, authenticity and your translation, whether it's correct or not.
Listen to me. The fact is the Arabic is there. So it's whoever knows Arabic can check it for themselves.
Yes. Right? And this one of the biggest complaints against Ahmadis is that they spin the Arabic deliberately to score their points. Deliberately.
No. See, this is what you're claiming. This is not true. Right?
Okay.
It's a simple case. There's the Arabic. Do it for yourself. Show us the translation is wrong.
Well, which I did. Right? Earlier. Sahih Muslim.
No.
How would you translate La Nabi Abadi?
I understand that hadith, yes.
Okay.
No prophet will come after me.
Okay.
Right?
Khalas. Period.
No, but you see...
That's all we need.
No, but here's another... I've just given you one example.
But is it authentic?
Yes. It's from his book. You have to check where it's authentic.
I've already checked. Right. I've already, when you open a tafsir for me, I know you have nothing from Bukhari and Muslim.
Alhamdulillah.
When you open a tafsir for me...
Alhamdulillah, I will...
Because tafsir literature... I'll give you other example. Tafsir literature has absurdities. Absurdities.
I will put you in touch with Sheikh Tamim. He's an Arab scholar.
Bring anyone. No problem.
No. The point is, when you say it's authentic.
Is he here? Sheikh Tamim is here?
Yeah, he's in London at the park.
He's in London?
Yes.
Bring him to the park next week.
I've tried to bring him.
Does he know English?
I don't know. Let me finish. Yeah. The point is, do you think that we would put anything like this unless they're checked? We're not that stupid. You must give us more credit than that.
Okay.
Right?
Let me ask you a question. Let me see if you're stupid or not. Okay? I'm not saying you are, but let me see if you are. Okay? Do you have that hadith, La Mahdi Illa Isa, in there?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
So you're stupid then. Because by the consensus of Sunni scholars, all the scholars of hadith have declared that report to be a fabrication. Wait. So are you saying now you're stupid?
No. I have checked the authenticity of that hadith.
Okay.
And it is da'if.
Okay.
Right? Da'if.
Okay.
You cannot reject a da'if hadith.
So thank you, making my point.
No, it's no point.
Okay. The line between da'if and maudu is very thin.
Hang on.
Do you know about that?
No. It's a question of
Brother Ibrahim.
Listen.
Okay, let's not debate. Let's have a conversation.
If you study the ulum al-hadith, it clearly...
I have. A little bit. A little bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've also studied. Not as far as you, but
do you know the line between da'if and maudu? The line between da'if and maudu.
The point is, the scholars say you cannot reject it. Right?
Why not?
You cannot reject it.
Anything da'if jiddan, by the way. You forgot to mention. Some scholars have mentioned it as da'if jiddan.
That means
extremely weak.
That means
it's not hujjah.
Right, now.
And you have it in your book.
No.
As evidence.
No. Ibn Kathir, I have it in his book.
Which book?
In his book about the end signs.
Okay.
Times, right? I didn't bring it, actually. I should have brought it with me from London.
Okay.
From Ireland. I intended it because I knew you were going to say this.
Okay.
Not you, but whoever.
Hmm.
I have where he comments on this, that he accepts this, that it's a possibility.
Okay.
He himself says in his book, it's a possibility. La'imadi illa Isa ibn Miryama can be accepted.
Okay, good.
That he has no problem with it.
Very good point. Very good point.
That's it. You know
who Ibn Kathir was?
Yes, I know who he is.
He was a scholar of hadith.
Yes, I know who he is.
And do you know what he said about this hadith?
I just told you what he said about it.
Apart from this, the hukum on
so
the hadith, the status of the... Because when you have to understand, when you read scholars, you have to know what they are doing.